Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Yam Yoshe Vitzian from an Rasi Sheyichu. Luschus Kolam Ben Gabriela Matim Tverli Shevin Ruti Elezichai Ben Esther Simbiyam Simchedina Minyat Abi Ben Ziva Riosa Ben Chana Betzal Ben Bati Ben Yamin Shishana Amr Ben Idachaya Sarah Bas Kler Kamorichai Ben Talsalia Ben Ravid Baruch Ben Sivios Yehuda Ben Chaya Esther Nisana Yaakov Ben Yehuda Sari Yehuda Ben Gittel Moshe Aaron Ben Leah Bela David Yoshua Ben Liba Malka. Should all have brios and shlema. Mishmas Mar says about Shmuel Chana Tzgan Ratzon Techas Rameyos Erezan Zushim Yosef Shmuel Ben Chas Rameyos Yaakov Tzvi. And we're going to be learning the Siyata Dishmai Vayikra Perek Yud Gimel Pasuk Yud Beis Yud Gimel Vimparoch Tifrach Hatzaras Beor Vekisa Hatzaras Es Kol Oranega Mirosh Vagwaga Lochol Marayin Yakoin. And if the tzaras breaks out all over the skin and the tzaras covers the entire skin of the nega from head to toe, all to the eyes, seeing as far as it appears to the eyes of the Kohen. Ra Kohen, and the Kohen sees, Vinechitza Tziras is called Basar, he sees that the Tziras covers his whole Basar, Tiras Hanaga, and he's Matar, this Nega Kulo, all of it, Tafach, Love, and Taru, it turned into white, it's pure. Ad Kan Vidivri Apsukma, Dana Bakodek, Kader Kana Bakodesh, we'll ask a number of kashas, and we're basing ourselves in the Torah. Rain, Rabbein, and Marianino, going to go to the Muflav, Muflav, Marl, Rosh, Yeshiva, going to David Zetzel. First of all, it says in Pasuk Yud Beis, V'chisa Tzeras is called Or Hanega Meirosh Vad Raglav. The Tzeras covers all of the Or Hanega from head to toe. It spreads out, and it covers the entire skin of the Nega from head to toe. So the Rabban is bothered. Why does it say it's called Or Hanega? Just say v'chisa tzaras me'rosh v'ad raglav. Why is called oranega? It's talking about where the entire body became white. So why does it say it's called oranega? So the Ramban explains that it's not enough that the rest of the body become white. If the makom of the nega became was misrape or became bohak, a kosher white color, so then the person's tummy. So if the entire body becomes tzarastic, but if the makom of the oranega became healthy again, was misrabe, became kosher again, so then he's tummy, because it has to be complete. Problem is that doesn't seem to be pshuto shel mikra. Pshuto shel mikra seems to be saying that the entire body, not the kamashma of the pasuk is about the entire body, not about the place of the nega. Rabban says the pasuk is giving us a kamashma about the place of the nega. It doesn't seem to be pshuto shel mikra. We also have to understand the need to tell us that the makom of the nega has to remain tzarastic. Because if the makom hanega becomes tar, so then the rest of the, before I say the word kosher, I should better say tar. If the makom hanega becomes tar, then the pricha is not a pricha mitaharis. The spreading is not a spreading of purity. Because it's not his entire flesh. It has to be his entire flesh. So you don't really need the chiddush that, the makom hanega has to remain tame, pshita. Otherwise, it's not a spreading of his entire flesh. In the Tosefta, in the Toras Kohanim, we darshan from what it says is called or hanega, that we require or that's roi lekabel nega. It has to be skin that's able to receive a anega tzaras. So the Toras Kohanim says that this excludes a shchin hamoyred. Lashon Toras Kohanim is called or anega or haroy lekabel nega prat l'shchin hamoyred v'lamichva hamoyredes. Now that we have a concept in the Mishnah in Meseches Negaim, in the sixth parak, in the eighth Mishnah, which talk about various places that are not mitame, bitzaras, and this includes hashchin, vehamichva, vehakedach hamordin. This includes a boil, or a burn, or some sort of wound, that are morate, that have not yet started to heal. So in this area, it cannot become tzaras. So according to the Sifra, according to the Toras Kohanim, that's the pasuk is coming to be memayit, as kol or hanega, only those areas that are roy lekabel nega. But it doesn't include those areas like shchin and michvah hamordim that are not ruuyim lekabel hanega. They're not able to become get tzaras, receive tzaras. So that's what it says in the Toras Kohanim. The only problem is that that doesn't really seem to work with the pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk is talking about this nega and not other negas, and the Toras Kohanim takes it to other negas. And when it says it's kol or hanega, it's talking about what's not able to be makabel hanega. Talking about other types of wounds that are not makabel hanega. But the Pshuto Shel Mikra seems to be talking about the nega itself. V'chista saras is kol or hanega. Merosh avad raglav. So it's talking about this, the nega itself, and not a different type of wound or a different type of nega, different part of this, a different skin problem. It's talking about this one, that this one spread to the entire body, not something else. So how does the Jerusha of the Toras Kohanim come out of the Pshuto Shel Mikra? We always like to discover in our Chumash Yerubim how the Droshos emerge from the Pshat. The Malbim, already in Pasuk Beis, in Os Lamed Zayin, in this Parsha, notes something very interesting, that sometimes the Torah uses a Lashon of Ol, and sometimes the Torah uses a Lashon of Or Basar. Sometimes skin, and sometimes the skin of the flesh. And sometimes the Torah uses a Lashon of Ki Yebo. So we have to understand what each Lashon denotes. So let's enumerate them. Pasuk Beis says Adam ki ab'ol b'saroi. Here it says or b'saroi. Se'eso sepachas or b'heres v'yab b'ol b'saroi. A nega tzaras. So it says or b'saroi twice. Pasuk Gimel. V'rakoin is hanega b'ol ha'basor. Again, or habasar. Umara hanega amok me ol b'saro. Again, twice it says ol b'saro. But in pasuk Dalid, vim b'heres levana hi b'ol b'saro. Ve'amok ein mar'eha min ha'or. So in the Reish of the Pasuk, it says or b'saro. And then in the Seifa, it says just or, just skin, and not skin of the flesh. Why is that? Pasuk Hey, v'ra'o akain et tzeh shavini ha'nega omei b'ner lo fas ha'nega b'or. So it only says or, it doesn't say or b'saro. Pasuk Zayin, v'ra'o akain v'lo fas ha'nega b'or. Again, or, not or b'saro. Pasuk also it says or not rabisar pasuk ches v'ra'koyim b'nei pasuk mispachas be'or, again not rabisar pasuk yud v'ra'koyim b'nei seis levana be'or, also only or pasuk yud aleph tzaras noshenes hi be'or b'saro v'timo koin. Now we get back to or b'saro, not just all pasuk yud beis v'improtiv v'achat tzaras be'or, also here only be'or. Now b'or b'saro pasuk yud gimel v'ra'koyim b'nei kisat, that's pasuk we've been learning, b'nei kisat tzaras is kol b'saro. It says b'saro, but not or b'saro. And not bi'ol. So what are the reasons for all these shinuyim? And there are other discrepancies as well in the psukim, which, God willing, we will explain. As Nagala ve'elkach, Ibn Ezra, and the Tyre of Hafach Kuloi Lavan, and the purity of one who becomes completely white, explains as follows. Ki kvar yotza hanega kula l'chutz v'husar mimenu. The nega went out. The nega went out. He was sort of holding it in. It was inside of him. And now it emerges. So it's no longer inside of him. V'husar mimenu, it's no longer in him. As mivuar mizeh, she is sold hanega hatameh, ולא בהיותו נגע בחוץ על האור. From the Ibn Ezra, you see a big chiddush, that the foundation of the impure nega is not that it is a nega on the outside on his skin, but rather it has a shoresh pnimi shel tzoras, haba lidei bitui be'ayoto b'chutz b'or. So it's expressed on the outside, but the real problem is what's going on the inside. The outside is just a siman of what's going on inside. The inside there's this contamination, and the outside is just a sign of that. But if there's no longer a root inside, because it all came out, it's no longer tame. So this gives us reason to think about what it says in the parenthetically in the Gemara in Sanhedrin 97a, that Mount Mashiach isn't going to come until the whole Malchus turns into Minus, turns into heresy. The entire Knesset, the Knesset becomes a place of heresy, or the United States Senate, or Congress. Amar Rava Maikra Hafach Kulay Lav and Tar, that it's all white, it's tar. So you can think about how that what Pshat in the Gemara is based on this Ibn Ezra. That if it's inside, tame. But once it comes out in the open, then tar, because there's no longer a shoresh rakuv. There's no longer an impure root. In other words, we want to cleanse the pnimius, and now it's all out in the open. So it's no longer on the inside once the pnimius is cleansed. So now Mashiach can come, v'yesh kamuvan, v'harich b'zeh, b'ezrat Hashem, ani mekaveh, shenachzor l'zeh. Now, v'chutz, hu ha'or, shehu chutz shel ha'pnim, shetachtav, shehu ha'basar. What's the chutz? What's the outside? The outside's the flesh. The outside is the skin, and under that is the flesh. And what's being said here is that if there is tuma, shim yeshna tuma, hu mishum she'atzarat. You know why there's tuma? Because the tzarat, which is in the skin, eina mityacheset rak le'or hachitzon, ela mityacheset hi lebasar hapnimi. It doesn't only relate to the outside skin. It relates to the flesh inside. Because the or is the pnimi of this chitzon of this pnimi. In other words, the skin just reveals what's going on in the flesh. And that's the sort of tumas saras. That this shows when you have on the skin, you have this growth. This leprosy, this saras, whatever you have, you want to translate it. So it's showing what's on the inside, what's in the basar. And therefore, when this topic is the tuma only is because of the or basar.
In other words,
when the issue is tuma, the only reason there's tuma is because it's in the flesh. Because what you have on the skin is coming from the flesh. And not because it's on the skin, which is only the chitzonius. When you see it on the skin, it's only become a tame because it's in the flesh. That's why it's tame. So when the nidon is on the tuma, the ikar is that it's in the basar, the ora basar. But when the nidon is in the mara hanega, and it's being seen, so then that's on the skin. He's seeing the skin, and therefore it's totally in the skin part, not the flesh part. וזה נראה מבואר במה שכתוב להלן בפסוק י"ח ובשר כי יהיה באורו שכין גם פסוק כ"ד או בשר כי יהיה באורו מחוות אש. It says in these psukim, and flesh when it has on its skin a boil, or flesh when it has on its skin a burn, דהיינו, שיסוד הטומאה הוא בבשר שיש באורו שכין או מחוות אש. The yisod of this tuma is that the flesh has a that the flesh has on its skin a shchin or a michvas esh, this boil or this burn. The psukim there are talking about where it healed. But the point is that it comes from the flesh. If the flesh has on its skin this shchin or michvas esh, because the tumah is because of the basar, ukfi shadba davar lidei bitui beoro shel habasar v'kol zeh v'she'ar kol hanegaim bein omnam sheyeshnam negaim shelo mechamat habasarim ela kamo shekatuv lahalan. בפסוק כ"ז, ואיש או אישה כי יהיה בו נגע בראש או בזקן, שבזה יסוד הטומאה או מחמת מה שיש בו בראש או בזקן, כפי שנראה זה בזקן הראש או באור הראש או הזקן. כבואר שם בהמשך הפרשה, וראה הכהן והנה מראה עמוק מן האור, אבל בסתם יקרו בבשר. So when it comes to the tzaras that he has on his head or on his beard, so then the yisod atuma is what's on the head and the beard. As the kohen, when the kohen looks at the head, the hair, the ikar is that it's in the rosh or on the zakan. Not in the flesh. So there, it's because what appears on the skin of the or of the head or the beard, as it says there in the pasuk, and the kohen sees it. V'nei mara'a amok min ha'or, aval b'stama ikaro b'basar. Now it's generally besides the rosh and the zakan, where there it's telling in the skin. Generally, it's totally in the bus, depends on the basar. And that's what it says in Pasuk Mem Gimel. In other words, like we explained, that the general shem tzaras is tzaras or basar. And on this it says about this marev, the tzaras harosh, that it's kemarish al tzaras or basar. And I was like, we explained that just like there's a shem shel tzaras harosh, there's a shem shel tzaras or abasar. And that's why it says there in Pasuk Mem Gimel, that what he sees here on the head, kemarit tzaras or basar. It's like tzaras of the orbasar. So in general, tzaras is orbasar, except again on the head and the beard, then the skin. But generally, it's tzaras orbasar. It comes from the flesh, and then it just appears on the skin. And with this, we can also explain what it says in Pesukim Lamed Ches and Lamed Tes. V'isha v'isha kiyeh b'or b'tzara b'arot b'arot levanot. וראה הכהן והנה באור בשרם בהרות כאות לבנות, בוהק הוא, פרח באור טהור הוא. And a man or a woman has bright spots on the skin of the body, even white bright spots, and the Kohen should examine them, and behold, if the bright spots on the skin of their body are a dull white, it is a harmless rash that has broken out in the skin. He is clean. So what the Pasuk is telling us is that on one hand,
Isha Wisha Kiebe O Bissaram. Yeshnoa Devar Be O Bissaram. In other words, that's normally where Nagayim come from. Nagayim is because it's the Or HaBasar. It's because it's the skin of the flesh. And on this you need the coin to see if it's Tamei or Tar. But in that it says in Pasuk Lamites, no. Boaku, Parach Bar Taru. That was the coin sees that what you have Or Bissar is just a Parach Baor. In other words, it's not on the Or because it's Or Basar, but because it's all. Boaku, Parach Baor Tahoru. It just went out in the skin. It has nothing to do with the flesh. It was just Parach in the Or. And therefore it's Tar. The lo davar atzmi. Elamahut ba'or be'oto lavan. It's on the skin. The skin is white. The skin is boak. It's dull white. It's a davar chitzoni, and therefore the person is not tame. Because the tuma has to be connected to the inside of a person. And with this, we can also understand the Gemara in Maseches Nida 19a. It says, Bein dam le dam, bein nega le nega, in the Pasuk. So the Gemara says, dam le dam, it must be there's dam tar and there's dam tame. And bein nega le nega, it must be there's a nega tame and a nega tar. Two types of negas. So the Gemara says, Seder, the blood will be Seder, but what two types of negas do you have? Do you have a nega tame and a nega tar? Is there such a thing as a nega tar? The Gemara says, and if you're going to say that it's kulo lavan is not a negator, it's called a bohak. That's not called a negator. Now, the question is, on this Gemara, that hafach kulo lavan taru is only benega hametame. It's only an impure nega, not in a bohak, like we see in the Mishnah Nagayim 1:3. Hafach kulo lavan taru is only benega hametame, not a bohak. So how could the Gemara say that hafach kulo lavan is called a bohak? That's against the Mishnah. And we learn this in Taras Kohanim, Pasuk Beis. It says the tzaras spread, but not the bohak. A bohak is not mitar b'hafach kulo lavan. So how do we say that if the person the person became kulo lavan, it's called a bohak. The bohak, if it becomes kulo lavan, isn't mitayer. Only a nega is mitayer. So there's a, you can see Rashi there in the Gemara, but it's a difficult Rashi. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. That difficult Rashi for us to understand. I'm sure Rashi would be able to explain it wonderfully. But based on our explanation, we can say as follows, that we see here in the Pasuk that as long as it's only a nega hachitzon and it's not shaykh to the pnimius, doesn't relate to the inside of the person, and it's only a nega ba'ol, it's called a bohak. Right, because that's what v'isha u'isha kiyab or b'saram be'erot be'erot levanot v'rakoin v'inei be'or b'saram be'erot keot levanot bohaku. It's a bohak, and therefore it's a bohak. What about this bohak? It's only parach bo'or. This bohak doesn't relate to the pnimius. That's why it's a bohak. Bohak is not a common name. I think it's the only time in all of Tanakh it's used, bohak. So it's only a bohak, it's not in the pnimius. So since, as we explain from the Ibn Ezra, that the sort of tarif of achkulo lavan is because it's only on the or and it's not in the or basar, because it came out, but it's not on the inside anymore. So in this, the pasuk says it's a bohak. That's why the pasuk here calls it a bohak, because it's only on the outside. Bohaku parach borataru. It's only a bohak because it's only on the outside. You can see from this color, it's only an outside type of growth, but it's not coming from the inside. Mela, anything else? The Gemara says correctly that it's called a boak and not a nega. When the person is kulo hafach lavan, it's now bohak, meaning it's chitzoni, it's not pnimi. It's on the outside, not on the inside. So maybe that's shan the Gemara. But, sweet friends, we have a lot more to talk about. So based on this, we have to start explaining the psukim. So this is the first segment in Bezrat Hashem. Anachnu namshich ve'acharei she'inachnu ta yisod, ve'anachnu nireh et hemshech hadvarim. Bezrat Hashem itbarach b'li neder. Please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.